It might seem like the plot of a summer blockbuster at the movies, but it's very real. The mayors of three New Jersey cities, two state legislators, and several rabbis are among 44 people arrested today in a sweeping corruption investigation. It began as a probe into an international money laundering ring that trafficked in goods as diverse as fake designer handbags to human organs. And a number of the officials are accused of taking bribes. Joining us now to dissect the story is WNYC's Bob Hanley. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Bob, how is international money laundering connected with the corruption charges against New Jersey political figures?
Well, the government managed to enlist the help of a confidential witness that back in 2006 had been charged with very serious bank fraud charges. At that point, this confidential informant in his early 30s took them for a magical mystery tour through the netherworld of international money laundering, which included a network that had been arranged through rebbies with nonprofits both in New Jersey and New York that used Deal New Jersey, Brooklyn, New York, Israel, and Switzerland to move cash. Then also in 2007, the same enterprising confidential informant was able to take his same persona and infiltrate New Jersey politics to the result that we saw the mayor of Hoboken, Peter Camerano, we saw Assemblyman Von Pelt, we saw one after another brought down because he was able to hatch into the world of code enforcement, regulation, and political influence.
Let's go back a minute to how the rabbis were involved in all this. How were they able to pull this off?
Well, the confidential informant, according to the government, is on tape and videotape basically saying to the rebbies, I am someone involved with criminal activities. I need to move this out of the country. I need to clean this money. Can you help me? So up front, according to the government, he explained that it was either bankruptcy fraud, theft, or whatever he was involved in, and they would help him do it and take a certain percentage. And the government, I think, was kind of surprised because just in this one case, $3 million were churned, but it may be tens of millions of dollars that was going on with other individuals, not including their confidential informant at the same time.
Now, these are, of course, all allegations. Does anyone have a defense yet?
No, of course, they're innocent until proven guilty. But the fascinating thing here is the breadth of this offshore activity, which is something that, you know, District Attorney Morgenthau has talked about. These tax havens and these shelters around the world really make it very hard for law enforcement all over the world to get a handle on exactly what's going on. And as a matter of fact, that ultimately costs taxpayers because they're the ones who end up paying the taxes when people are able to hide their wealth.
Let's talk a little bit about who was arrested of political significance.
Well, of course, Peter Camerano, who was just elected mayor of Hoboken. Then you had, he's a Democrat, Dennis Elwell, who was an institution in Secaucus, the mayor there. And then also you did have a resignation today of Department of Community Affairs Commissioner Doria, who was not charged, but whose home and office were searched. And that generally generated enough pressure on him that he had to step down. And in his position as the Commissioner for Community Affairs, he was central to the running of the Meadowlands Commission, all kinds of independent authorities, and really oversaw local municipal finance as a state member of Corzine's cabinet.
So what are the political implications of this FBI sweep for the New Jersey gubernatorial campaigns, which are in full swing?
Well, this happens to be a campaign where we see the Republican, a former U.S. Attorney Chris Christie, making political corruption his number one issue. Of course, he managed to put into jail over 100 elected officials from both parties. For Governor Corzine, he's a second-termer looking for re-election, and basically he's watching these moving parts where individuals that were central to the administration are resigning.
So what's next in this ever-expanding case?
Well, what's next, of course, is for the process of law enforcement to go forward, and the investigation is ongoing. We did find out that just recently the FBI served subpoenas on Governor Corzine's office for documents related to the McGreevy and Cody administrations that surround their activities that had to do with NCAP, a failed redevelopment project in the Meadowlands, where some $300 million of public subsidies was put at risk, basically to try to turn around a landfill into a golf course and residential development. That project never came to fruition, and the money's missing.
WNYC's Bob Hanley, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks.